Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Life Bites Radio Show. I'm Nina Bosky. In studio is Monty Wood, Jay Cruz, and I all talking about dolphins and then Dexter. So in continuation of this kind of wonderful topic about dolphins, one of my favorite mammals, I wanted to bring Barbara Lewis on. She is a writer as well as a singer and has written and sung about dolphins and the wonder and even the sensuality about dolphins. So I wanted to talk to her a little bit about why she has such a fascination with them, and maybe she can even give us a little insight into them. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Thank you, Nina. Great to be here.
So tell me a little bit about how you came to know dolphins as well as you do in the sense of your fascination with them.
Sure. My husband and I were living in New York City for a long time. I'm Canadian, but he was a TV producer. And we both had a pretty tough year, an awful lot of work and some deep losses. And I think it was partly because of that I just stopped being able to write songs. I just had no more inspiration. So we decided to take a holiday, and we went to this beautiful place called Captiva Island that's in Florida. It's just a gorgeous sandy spot. And the first night that we got there, it was very, very hot. It was like close to 100 degrees, and the air was trembling. It was so hot. We walked down to the beach, and we stood. It was near sundown, and we stood on the beach, and just at the edge of the beach, just as the water was coming in, we saw these heads coming to the surface, and there were a pod of dolphins. And I remember standing there and just transfixed by them being so close to begin with, but by looking into their eyes, I could actually see their eyes, and they seemed to be looking at me with kind of a merry look in their eyes. And at that point, it felt like I had washed away a lot of the darkness that was inside, and I started just at that moment to conjure up what my next series of songs were going to be about. And it was going to be a woman's journey to rediscover her sense of purpose, and dolphins were going to help her in that journey. So from that point on, that really turned me around hugely, and for the next 3 years I wrote that music. So during that 3 years, of course, I spent a lot of time reading about and thinking about and writing music about and singing about dolphins.
Well, you know, it's fascinating because before you got on the air with us, we were talking about, you know, we all live by the coast here. And one of the things, if I'm walking on the beach in the morning and I see the dolphins, they have an instant effect on me. Just like it is you. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that for myself, having thought about it, I think there are a variety of reasons. One is that when you have the opportunity to actually look into the eyes of a dolphin, you see an intelligence there. You sense an intelligence there that's sort of like human intelligence, but of a different variety. But it's fascinating that out of this mysterious, deep ocean place is a creature that's very different from us, and yet you can look at them and relate to them similarly. So that's I find it very spooky and very wonderful. I think that's the first thing.
Now one of the other things you do, at least in your song about dolphins, is there's a sensuality to it. Where does the dolphin and the sensuality come in?
Well, I had read this wonderful book by Rachel Smolker called To Touch a Wild Dolphin, and she writes about the sensuality, the sensuousness of the dolphin when you're swimming with them, how they with her anyway, I haven't done it, but how they love to put their skin against your skin, mm-hmm. how they roll themselves against one another, and that tactile joy that they seem to get from that, as we humans do with one another.
Yeah.
I haven't done it with the dolphin. I've sort of stayed away from that. But in the song that I wrote, it starts out skin on skin, and I wanted to bring in very quickly the excitement of having another creature near you and touching you that isn't of your genre, your species.
So what is your website, too, for people to learn more about you and this song, which is you know, you've got a beautiful voice, by the way.
My website is barbaralewis.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a website now that deals with songs and ideas for well-being. So it's not just about music. It's also about ways of thinking about life, that help us to live with more purpose, with more happiness, with more pleasure. So music is a big part of it because I'm a songwriter, but there's a lot of ideas on there too. BarbaraLewis.com.
BarbaraLewis.com. And the other thing, you know, you said that when you started, when you saw the dolphins and then it kind of set you on the journey in terms of your purpose, what came out of that journey?
Well, to begin with, an album called Hera's Quest that I wrote over a period of 2.5 to 3 years, and then quite a lot of performances out of that, and a couple of music videos that have done quite well on PBS stations and Classical Arts Showcase. When people see that, they often will write to me and say how they were touched by two of the songs. One's called Body, and the other one is called Lullaby for a Deep Sleep, which is where a person who's dead is set off into the ocean and the dolphins come and guide her or him into the deep water and kind of like back to our birthplace.
So what do you think dolphins have taught you in life?
That humans need to be much, much more humble about our place on this planet. That in the waters there could be many other magical and mystical things that we just have no idea about. When you look into the eyes of a dolphin, you realize that there's much, much more wonder on this planet than we're allowed to experience or that we choose to experience. So it's kind of a humility, but it's also an excitement that life is much bigger than we understand.
Wow. I think that is there is something very deep and yet playful about dolphins.
Yes, yeah, and that's important that it be fun and happy, but also that you sense that there's great profound depths there to plumb if we choose to.
Yeah, so, you know, Barbara Lewis, thank you so much for sharing some time with us. Go to BarbaraLewis.com, and you can check out some of her thoughts, her ideas. Really listen to some of her writing or listen to some of her songs and check out her writings. And I'm so glad that I found you because you're a perfect person for today.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to talk with you.
All right. Well, you take care. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Life Bites Radio. We have been talking all this, at least this first half hour.